you said seven sisters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They all live around here?
No.
All
no, they live in different places.
Oh.
One in Denver, one in Arizona, and one in California, and about four here. One in Mancos, one in Cortez. Oh, no, my sister, that's my daughter's.
No.
I started. No, my sister, Grand Junction, we're here last night. And I got another. Most all of them, for the rest of them, they're dead.
Oh, okay. So, do you like like ranching, don't you?
Yeah.
Like it?
Yeah, that's all I ever know is moving around, work like that, and I've done it all my life.
That you like working outdoors? And
yeah, I love that.
Good physical.
Now I can't because my leg is out.
Uh-huh.
But I used to love, have some animals and a lot of friends.
Did you teach your sons and
the yeah, I got them with me doing a lot of work with the animals.
Oh, so they're working the animals
yeah.
now for you. Okay. And
then some of them, when they grow up good size, you know, old enough to, some of them, one of them went to work on the mines over there in Price, Utah.
Yeah.
In the mines.
At the mines.
They used to work there for a while and then went back to Oregon and work over there on the farm.
And how many do you have any sons that live right here now that help you, or your grandsons?
Well,
or?
Most every one of them had his own places, you know, and they working out, so they don't get very much help from them now.
How about Gino? Did Gino help you out?
Yeah, he used to, when they got married and kind of were pretty busy with his wife and stuff.
Wow, yeah.
And they don't help very much anymore. They used to help me a lot. Rex used to help me a lot.
Uh-huh.
When they were kids, you know, they started growing. They do everything they can.
So you taught them how to ranch?
Yeah, I used to know how to ride horses and everything like that.
Yeah, because Gino really talks a lot. I mean, he admires you a lot. And
I used to teach him how to handle horses and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Does he do ranching now? Is he still ranching, or
Gino?
Yeah.
Yeah, he worked a lot for a farm.
Oh.
Help him, you know.
Oh, doing
with
other
the animals.
Uh-huh.
And put up the hay and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. So he still does that then?
He still does quite a bit of that.
He
always busy working some kind of work.
Some kind, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You think ranching has changed from when you were a younger guy and
now?
From now, yeah.
Oh, it changed a lot.
Oh.
A lot.
How has it changed?
They changed in the kind of the cattle they're putting up on the country and different kinds of the cows. They used to be almost range cows.
Okay. And those are the ones from the breed from Texas, right?
Yeah. And what are they changing? They're changing a lot. Now they don't drive cattle anymore. They used to drive a cow from here, from this mountain here, Grand Hog.
Uh-huh.
They move into Farmington in the winter and they drive him. They drive right on through town and go down the reservation and go to Farmington.
And you used to go by horseback? Huh?
Horseback, choke wagon. And I don't know how many days it takes. It's taken quite a while from up there driving those cows.
What kind of food did you guys used to eat when you're?
Oh, they got a pork and beans, bacon. They got a lot of. They got hook up the choke wagon with grain and hay for the horses at night. You know, and they got it watching those nights at night. They don't spread out. Like if we were four or five cowboys there, they taking turns at night, and some of them sleep a little bit and get up and go. Taking the young come and sleep a little while.
Yeah.
And eat breakfast and head that trade again.
Wow. Mm. So, yeah, and when it rains and stuff, you just have to keep going.
Oh, yeah. I stay underwater, it's raining day and night. Yeah. I used to do that several times. We caught our lambs, you know, over here on the summit range, and we drive them up a Rico and we load them over there on the train.
The train in there, huh?
Yeah, there used to be a train over there loading planes and stuff up there on top. You ever been up at Rico?
Yeah.
Well, above Rico, there's a bunch of corrales right there on the divide.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where we used to load a lot of lambs.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So you used
I cut the lambs off the sheep, you know, withered lambs, and ship them out there.
Up there, huh? Mm-hmm. So you worked up in Lizard Head and all that area, too, mm-hmm. huh? And so that train used to run quite a bit, right?
Oh, yeah. And it's fall time of the year. Cattle and sheep and everything, they move them out.
Oh.
And they wanted it sold, see. They're selling so many. All the lambs, all the calves, steers, and everything goes out.
Did,
Dolores used to be a big old town, a stockman's town.
Stockman's town.
Yeah, they come, the closest little thing, get some groceries, get whatever they need from there.
They used to have saloons there, too, huh? There. The Hollywood, how long has the Hollywood been there?
Oh, that's long, long ago.
Oh, wow. It's been there a while.
Since the liquor opened up the ceremony.
Oh.
Stores.
Yeah.
I come over here when there was no liquor, no license for liquor and stuff like that.
So.
But they making some of that white mule.
Uh-huh. White mule?
They call them white mule, that whiskey homemade.
Oh, really?
White mule.
That's what you guys used to drink, huh? What was it made from?
Corn, sugar, and things like that. I never make myself.
You didn't make yourself, huh? Just
against the law.
Yeah.
Bad.
But some people did.
Yeah, but a lot of people doing it.
Oh.
They're up on the canyon somewhere, hiding place. They making that stuff.
Pretty strong stuff.
Mm. Yeah. But like it is now. Uh-huh. It's strong. They got it gauges and stuff.
Oh, I know what I was going to ask you. What is when you were doing your ranching back in the early 1900s and you moved into this area, how much could you sell a cow or a sheep for?
I don't remember, but we were real cheap.
Uh-huh.
You know, when we hit that depression days, that old Herb Hoover president.
Yeah.
The animals went to, they don't waste nothing.
Nothing, huh?
Nothing. And the wages come down to very little. So, but people work for whatever they find. If you find quarters, work today. They working for that quarter.
But for you, when the depression hit, how did it hit you hard? Or, I mean, were you...
Yeah, it hit me pretty hard because I used to work a lot for wages, you know.
Uh-huh.
Bring home what we need. And
yeah.
Clothes and everything. My kids ready for school, a lot of them, and it cost me a lot, but I made it one way or another.
Yeah.
But I have to work like a horse.
Yeah. Well, when that happened, or do you guys, since you're in ranching, do you guys butcher a lot of your own livestock too for your own use?
Yeah, we got a lot of meat.
Yeah,
we had a lot of old meat. They give them to you. Sometimes they come and kill it up a bunch of cows, and they said they want to lost this many cows, 10, 15 head, and they call the people over there, come and get your meat there, kill that steer or kill that cow or kill it, take them with you if you want it.
Mm-hmm.
People had a lot of meat, so they...
How'd you guys take care of the meat back then?
Well, we make jerky, like Navajos.
Yeah,
they cut it jerky, jerky, and dry them out, and we got to the winter and stuff like that meat.
Yeah, do you guys, the one you dry, do you used to boil it or?
Yeah, we fixed them up with some potatoes. Uh-huh. We all grow potatoes and work for the farmer for hay or whatever they got on the farm, and we trade work for them, and we work that, and we get our little stuff and we get that way.
Yeah.
There was no money.
And back then, too, did you didn't really have that much time for entertainment or anything like that?
No, we didn't know. Entertainment, no kind. Oh, they making little dances on sometimes the neighbors around, and get it up a little bit. But yes, great once in a while, not like I do now.
Yeah,
they open up a room. So mama got a little bit room, bigger room, and dance in there.
There's Don Gallegos.
Yeah, that's my boy.
Yeah, is he still, he's still ranching?
Yeah.
Is he?
He got a little place, yeah.
Does he? Where's he at?
Back over there at the Narawana.
Oh, back over there. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yes, below that Narawana up in that little place there.
Is
he
it
had
pretty,
a sheep, cows, and horses.
Pretty good land there?
Yeah, good land. Yeah. Got a lot of water.
So water is pretty important for
that's the main thing now. You know, water gets scarce, you know, for many people here in this country now, moving to big houses, and they use more water than the farm almost.
So what do you think about all these people moving into this area, do you know?
I don't think very much about it. I think they just ruined our country here.
And just, so, really the ranch.
They don't try the farm, they don't try nothing, just try to build the bigger houses and stuff. Taxpayers have to pay a lot of that money for the country now.
Yeah.
Because of those bigger houses and stuff.
Yeah.
So you think that's not a very good idea, I think.
Well, you know, I think that in this area, you know, we got a lot of farmland that could be used, you know, to...
But the trouble is, one of those guys come, and they loaded with the money, those son of a gun, they come in this country.
Yeah.
They bought those bigger places, some of them, some ranches, and they don't farm it. They don't put a sheep or cow or nothing. They don't want nothing like that. They just want the place. And they start pushing people out of their business here.
Yeah. And some of the people make their living from ranching.
People can make a living on one of the bigger farms, you know, if they had a good farm.
Yeah. Do you know, did you know many of the other farmers around here, like Blackburn or any of those folks?
I hear most about it. With
Young, Bev Young.
Yeah.
And her husband. Do you know them very well?
No. I know their name. I know you have nothing to do with it.
And when you guys moved into this area, is there a lot of Hispanic people living just right in here?
Yeah, most all over here in the Sea Summit Ridge here. There used to be Spanish people here. And they got their little places and farming, and they doing really good. Raising potatoes, beans, and stuff, you know.
Who are some families that you know that live around here?
There used to be a bunch of Spinozas living back here, and Lopez, and
Lopez still lives right.
Yeah, Lopez still there.
Yeah. Is he still ranching?
Yeah, still got his little places.
Little place. Yeah. Well,
Spinozas.
Do you think? You think Gino will really get into ranching a little bit more? Or?
He got it on his head, something like that. But
how about Rex?
He could be a good hand if he wants to. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. He wants to make a big thing at the same time.
Yeah.
And that's impossible.
Yeah.
They got to start it slow, a little at a time. Gino got a good little bunch of cows when he got married, sold them.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. And now she would come and think about it. She should not sold this cow. They got a little bunch of cows in there.
kind of build up his
I used to have a cow, and when I went old, I divided up everything that I had and gave it to my boys.
You know? Oh, you did.
I'm too old. I could die any time. And then they're going to be fighting over this, over that. And I divide it up and give them the paper. Yes.
So they won't be fighting.
They won't be fighting over it.
That's good. Because family shouldn't be that way. Yeah. But this, it gets that way sometimes.
I can be sold to this place a while back and make a plenty of money to stay somewhere like I do now. And what the money would be good for me. So I give them to my boys and everything, help them out.
Do you have a real good... What is... This is kind of like a philosophical question. Do you have a real tie with the land? Do you have a real connection with the land? You know?
Yeah. You do. Yeah, well, nobody bothered also you here in my 160 acres that I used to have. Nobody coming in or pushing me out.
So you really enjoy the land, and
I really enjoy living here.
So it's
well, when you persons move here and move here and move here, you always losing and gaining little places maybe, but the biggest part of the time you're losing.
Yeah,
moving so many times.
Yeah. Ranching. Oh, I was going to ask you. What kind of education did you have there?
I don't have any education.
Oh no, didn't go to school, huh?
4 or 5 grades.
Oh really?
I was in a public school back over there. And sometimes the school, and sometimes we quit them too early, middle of the winter.
Too busy working.
Like I say, they never did have. But I learned it. I was reading papers and started.
But you read.
Yeah.
You learn how to read and but you're one of the few people that probably has worked at ranching and know everything inside and out. And
yeah, I eat everything. Farm, stock, livestock, everything. I think work for the Forest Service, work for drilling out pits. Work over there in Nevada and Las Vegas one winter. There's a lot of work over there. I used to go over there and work.
What'd you do there? What did you do in Las Vegas when you were working there?
Oh, work over there, kind of job. They building a lot of things, then they started building a lot of things over there.
So you did construction work then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Building pieces of tracks and, build a lot of things. A lot of people working that winter over there. I worked some in the Mesa Birds and that road that goes up.
Oh, up there too.
I worked on that. Oh, heck, I've been working a lot of places.
When did you get married?
I married when I was 20 years old.
You did? 20 years old. How was... what were the roads like? Were there a lot of roads around here back in the early 1900s?
Roads?
Yeah.
Yeah, dirt roads.
Dirt roads, huh?
Yeah, no gravel at all on it.
What was Cortez like?
Cortez has just one little street on the middle of that street now, but a few stores there just spread out one from the other. I come from Bayfield one time, the first time over here, me and another boy. And right from where that old courthouse, south, sagebrush, wherever that high, all over there. The youths come over there, and Navajos and Mexicans, and went over there and played cards, open up a little brush over there, spread out the tarp over, played cards there.
So that's probably your entertainment then, playing cards, huh?
Yeah.
What was Cortez? Cortez, was that like a livestock town, or was it a
not very much
farming
no.
town? Or
no, they were livestock back to the south,
but not
clear over there where the casino is, from there on back. Ranch, you know, the small ranches, they all have a bunch of cow animals, and they farm and cut a lot of hay there.
How did the people get along with the Ute people back then?
They didn't bother us. You mean the white people?
Yeah.
And the,
oh, yeah.
They always trying to be bigger, you know.
Uh-huh.
Harry Moore say so and every damn thing. Yeah. But they start cutting down our boys, our kids, start learning pretty much just like it. And then they put up a good...
Now they got a big outfit, too.
Yeah.
Just like the Navajos got the Napi project.
Yeah, see, the poor Navajos over there and the Spanish people, they used to use him like a nothing.
Mm.
But they changing a lot. Now Holtz, they had a bigger names over there now. Mm. They had a money, they rent that place for drilling and everything, and a lot of money come to them. And now, they missed her.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the Indian, like they used to say.
Mr. So-and-so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's see, what can I say? What are some good things that you liked about ranching throughout your whole lifetime? What are?
I just kind of like I said, the animals, you know, cows, horses, and sheep, whatever they can have, chicken, pig, or two.
What was the worst thing you hated about ranching?
I don't like pigs too much.
You don't like taking care of them?
I like eat them sometimes, with pig, but
yeah.
I don't like fool around with them.
Hard to take care of? Or?
Hard to take care of, yeah.
Mm. One thing that you could say to people about ranching, if there's anything that you wanted to say, what is one thing that you would like to say? To let people know what ranching is like that don't know anything about ranching. You know, if they were going to get into ranching.
I said ranching is good enjoyment, you know, good enjoyment for you. You got your head, your business, and what you're doing there. And use your thinking and everything, think what you've been doing. You don't have your thinking about those other guys over there or those other guys over there, and they making a lot of money or don't make any money or anything. If you had your own, you use your head on almost on what you're doing, and it's pretty peaceful life for that.
Yeah. So really ranching is one thing that you don't think about making a lot of money then. There's nothing to... You don't really make a lot of money doing
ranching. No, to make a bigger money, like some of them, they have ways to do it. You know, they buy machinery, and buy whatever they need. It takes a lot of money to start something like that.
Mm-hmm. But you can still make a living, though.
There's ways to do it, a cheaper way. Uh-huh. It won't hurt you for money to do it. You can do it on your own, you know, and keep it going. And if you go and get that bigger money, sometimes they borrow money to do that, and then there's something hit it and bad, they lose almost everything they got, paying for what over.
When you're doing, you said you got 160 acres here. How much did you buy your land for when you bought this land here?
Bought it.
Yeah. Did you buy it or did you...
I homestead.
Oh, you homestead. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
President Roosevelt signed my deed land for what I got here.
Oh, he did. So you got this through a homestead act.
Homestead.
Wow, that's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
And did it...
I homestead here and move here and I'm still here.
What are the winters like?
Well, some winters one way, some on the other way, and sometimes... We've been winters high over here, it's snow that high.
Mm-hmm.
And we had winters that snow about that high. And it all depends on it. I've seen them always.
Uh-huh. So.
Two years ago, I guess we didn't have snow hardly any.
Yeah.
And we had a good most of this time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess we'll end that there. And I thank you for giving me the opportunity to be able to interview you. And if you want, what I'd like to do is do some follow-up questions when I get a chance to ask you some more. Maybe in a couple of weeks or so, I'll get some more questions together and we'll sit down and talk again.
I'll help you.
Yeah, I enjoy talking with people like you and how things have changed, you know, and it's really...
Yeah, I see a lot of change in the world since I'm almost 100 years old.
And you've seen a lot of changes, you know.
Yeah, a lot of change, a lot of them.
So, well...